whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we have an extremely interesting show for you today because it's a subject which, I must admit, I knew almost nothing about a little while ago. Relatively new clients to WCRI came in, and I thought I was going to be dealing with a home heating oil company because all I saw was Capizano Oil from one of our accounts here at the station. And then when they came in and I met them, two of the nicest people I've met in a long time, and we're talking about olive oil, not home heating oil, my mistake. But here today are Stephen and Suzanne Capizano. Welcome, Stephen. Nice to see you.
Good morning.
And my favorite part, Suzanne, nice to see you.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And it's one of those things where olive oil and owning an olive oil business is not a, very common thing. Mm. So let's get a little bit about your background. And who wants to start? Who wants to say where they grew up? Someone, are you both from the Connecticut area, Rhode Island area? Where are you from?
I am a New Hampshire girl.
A New Hampshire girl.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We accept New Hampshire people. It's part of New England, so you're okay.
And well, I met this man, this Westerly Rhode Island man.
Oh, okay.
There in New Hampshire. And that's where we met and started our journey together. And I never knew really anything about extra virgin olive oil. My culture is Finnish, so I've learned a lot about extra virgin olive oil.
So we're going to talk about extra virgin olive oil today, not just olive oil.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, so then we're going to find out that there is a difference. And Stephen, you're a Westerly man.
I'm born and raised.
Born and raised in Westerly, and then they threw you out. You went to New Hampshire.
I've been away for about 40 years.
40 years.
Came back last year. You know, it's nice to be around family. That's the first thing.
Right.
And then, you know, starting the business, we figured that we're better than the Westerly, Stonington, Pawcatuck area to begin an olive oil and vinegar business. I grew up with olive oil and vinegar in my blood. I mean, that's what we had all the time.
As a good Irish family.
Well, there is a no at the end of the name not at the beginning of the name. There's a difference there.
All right.
But it is... it's just been a wonderful journey, and I thought I knew about olive oil first and foremost. Growing up with it, you had it all the time, but it wasn't until I read a study by UC Davis in California that that suggested or said that 69% of the imported extra virgin olive oil that you got on the shelf was local supermarket was not extra virgin olive oil.
Oh.
So 69%. Then they did another study shortly after that in restaurants, and they found out that that was the case also, in a sense that wasn't quite 69%, but that
still high,
still very high. And then we were just reading something last November that the Italian government itself was going after some producers in their country because there was a lot of fraudulence going on.
Hmm.
And we just thought, that we could do something about that in a sense.
Well, you have. And let me say up front that I visited your store in Pawcatuck, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place to go. Very interesting, and lots of knowledgeable people, including you two there, that can tell people about olive oil and about balsamic vinegar and things like that. Now, Suzanne, what's your background? How did you take an interest in this?
I have a degree as a physiotherapist, and I worked with cardiac rehab patients, teaching and empowering them with movement and healthy choices. Mm-hmm. And so with the healthy choices comes a Mediterranean lifestyle. And with the Mediterranean lifestyle, there comes extra virgin olive oil. That when Stephen and I started talking about this and researching, you know, the whole piece of what we would be doing, it just aligned with what I've been doing and enjoying it for years. And so those pieces just said yes to me. And that's what we do. You know, we do the education. And then we do a lot of meal, you know, pairings of flavored extra virgin olive oils with aged balsamic vinegar. So you can create a very simple meal and flavorful with no added chemicals and synthetics.
Okay. And where is the store located exactly? Let's get that up front so people know where they might want to go to.
Well, it is on the magical street called Cogswell in Pawcatuck, Connecticut.
Okay, and why is it magical?
It is a little quaint alleyway that a lot of people don't know. There's many parking spaces down that road.
Oh, so parking is not an issue. I know when I went to visit you, I had that thought as I was driving closer. I was getting closer and thinking, oh, I'm going to have to park and walk a couple blocks in order to get there. But I pulled right in right next to your shop.
Exactly. But I've been learning a lot of the history about Cogswell Street. And I found that the Room Full of Blues started their journey on Cogswell Street just above our store.
Well, look at that. All right. So you know, you can not only get extra virgin olive oil, but you can get some Room Full of Blues history.
History.
All right. Yes. So that's right off the main drag there as you go over the bridge, right? Just after you, if you're in Westerly and you go over the bridge, you basically turn right, and there you are. Am I in
exactly.
the right area?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So now let's have a website so that a lot of people like to look up and look at your website, which is beautifully designed. And I know you have a great, a little clip that is there of the commercial you did for WCRI. So that's on there. The website is?
CapizanoCO.com.
CapizanoCO.com. And that's CapizanoCO.
And if I may, Stephen taught my 95-year-old grandmother how to spell the last name. So it's Ka, C-A, pizza, no.
Yep, P-I-Z-Z-A. Oh, all right. Excellent, all right. When we talk about extra virgin olive oil, and people might think, okay, well, the conversation's over. You told us everything we need to know now. That's not the case at all. I know that I got this tremendous education in there when I went in. My wife, who was into cooking, was thrilled and bought several products when she was there and has been using them for the last week or two since we visited you. But if someone is new at this, what might you recommend? Why is there a difference between the bottle they're going to buy at a place like Shop and Stop, so you notice how mm-hmm. I changed the words, mm-hmm. or a supermarket chain like that, and what you have in your store?
Well, when it comes to extra virgin olive oil, there are certain parameters that the international organization gives it, okay? And it has to be within those parameters. But you need to know what those parameters are, you know, chemically speaking, what the free fatty acids are mm-hmm. in the extra virgin olive oil, what the peroxide level is in the extra virgin olive oil. And that is something that we give at the store. We show you how good the olive was when it was picked, first and foremost. And then we also show how good the olive was taken care of after it was picked. And when you know those two things, you begin to appreciate olive in a much different way. Yeah, there are 700, 800 different varieties of olives, and each olive has a different personality. So they all give different things to the taste, to the aroma of the olive. And once that begins to settle into a person, you don't just take a bottle of olive oil and you appreciate it differently, I guess is what I'm mm-hmm, trying to mm-hmm. say.
So is the You don't actually manufacture the oil. You import the oil, correct?
We do. And we do it in I think, a rather unique way. Because most people think of olive oil as being from the Mediterranean.
Right.
In the sense of, you know, Italy, Greece, Almost everybody thinks of Italy. But it's also like wine. It's going down to the southern hemisphere. It's going down to, you know, Argentina or Chile, South Africa. It's going down to Australia. And there's some very good olive oils that come there. But the beauty of that is very simply that they crush at a different time of the year. So you're looking for fresh olive oil all the time because olive oil is a fruit. So you want the fresher, the better.
I think that was the first thing you taught me. Freshness is number one.
Number one. And the crush date of the olive is extremely important. That in the Mediterranean area, they crush in October, November, and December. So you will be getting... Or we are getting our northern crush in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
6 months from now, the southern hemisphere will crush. And April, May, and June.
Right.
And then we get our olive oil from down there. So we're constantly going northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere, north and south.
Now, if you have, let's stick with everybody's familiar with or thought they were familiar with, let's say the Italian olive oil, extra virgin olive oil that comes over, the better grade, grade that you might carry. If freshness is important, they only crush that at a certain time of year?
Yes.
So in other words, the best time to buy that would be now, right?
Would be, yes. If you were going to buy an Italian or a Spanish or... Greek olive oil right now, more than likely, because they're just finishing their crush, it would probably be from last year.
Okay.
It hasn't quite gotten over here yet. It's ready to come over.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
It's just not... Well, what is wrong with that is that the health benefits of it have decreased over that year. So you're looking... It's like any fruit. Sooner you take it in from when it was picked, the better it actually is for you.
So do we want to look at this like a green banana, and that's why the stores buy green bananas, and by the time they get there, they're starting to turn yellow, and you get them, and they're ripe, and they're ready to do.
Yeah.
Is that a good analogy for you?
It is, and also these are the chemical parameters that we show you on the tags for each extra virgin olive oil. So we have every all of that's crushed is being analyzed by a third party lab. So it has absolutely nothing to do with the groves themselves.
Hmm.
So you know the traceability, and all of our extra virgin olive oils are certified underneath an ultra premium certification, and that's because of the third party lab analysis. With all of that said, with all those numbers and then understanding what chemical parameters are, then you go into your nose notes and flavor notes, just like the green banana.
Okay.
When you peel a green banana, you smell that fresh green banana. Then you peel a banana that's been sitting for quite some time, and you know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Same with the extra virgin olive oils.
Now, let's stop you on the terminology that you use, because you did explain this to me. You said notes.
Yes.
And that's not like a musical note, but it kind of is.
It is, in a sense. Yes. Because when we educate how to smell the extra virgin olive oil, and so nose notes, just like a guitar note or a chord, has a certain specific detail to it.
Right.
So when you're smelling fresh extra virgin olive oil, you might get the nose notes of a green banana, a green apple, some kind of a citrus smell, herbaceous. But one of the top things for fresh extra virgin olive oil is that green grassy smell.
Hmm.
So those are definitely the nose notes.
All right. Well, I'm going to stop you at this point because that's fascinating. We have a lot more interesting things about what can be used, the way you can use olive oil, and some new trends that are starting up. We'll cover that in a few moments. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with Capizano Olive Oil Company, Suzanne and Stephen, right after this. Happy New Year, and welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Stephen and Suzanne of Capizano Olive Oil and Vinegar Company. I added that and vinegar company during the break. Suzanne was quick to tell me that it's not just balsamic vinegar, because that was too big to fit on the sign, right?
Exactly.
but that kind of covers it. And one of the other things I mentioned during the break, I said I kind of think of this as a gift shop, because what a wonderful place to go and buy things for friends and relatives. And it's not really a gift shop in the normal sense, but it is a great store to visit. It's a learning center, that's for sure, because mm-hmm. the first thing you'll see as you walk in the door is that they have all these very clean-looking, absolutely spotless-looking facility where they have the drums, if you will, or the canisters of olive oil, and then they actually bottle it right there for you. So all these things we're going to find out about, the tastings that go on, and maybe we should start there with tastings. That's an event that you have periodically, once a year, once every blue moon. How often?
We did a Mediterranean tasting event series that went from November to December, and we did it every Wednesday evening, and we did simple whole foods with our extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. We also did a wine pairing with that select menu. Mm-hmm. So people got to see the colors and then taste the textures and flavors.
Now, when this happens, is that like a lot of vineyards do wine tastings and they sell tickets for $100 or whatever and you come in and drink as much as you want? Is that what happens with you?
We advertise it with our website and mm-hmm. then on to our email and then on in the newspaper. And then people have to RSVP because we only have, a limited space in our beautiful little shop. So,
right, so you don't want to be closed out, so make sure you RSVP.
So right. We have a limited amount, but it's an RSVP required.
Okay.
And we have tastings. We have education. We do a lot of private events, too, for our other companies that want to learn about the chemistry of olive oil and want to learn healthy choices with foods with our oils and vinegars.
Now, there are a lot of things. I know you have a great website, but we've already talked for the first half of the program about a lot of different things, and we're going to cover quite a few more. But if people have questions and they don't want to read it on your website, can they call and ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Operators standing by.
We have that, yes. We have, and our telephone number is 860-495-2187.
All right. We'll make sure that we repeat that before the end of the show, but they can call and ask questions.
They can.
And let's get to Stephen. The impression I had when I walked in the store, as I mentioned, very clean and very well set up. Did you have a model to go by? Is this something that came out of your head? Where would putting together a – I mean, it's not like, Joe's Donut Shop where everybody has the same counter and everybody has the same kind of setup. This is kind of unique.
Right. It is unique. And, I originally knew a lot more about the olive oil and balsamic vinegars than Suzanne. Suzanne was more the person who set up this shop in the way that she knows how to – set
in
up
a retail environment type of thing.
Yes, yeah, but beautifully so. And we keep it that way. I mean, that, we've been 17 months, and we try to keep it so that when the customer comes in, they actually are very comfortable. We want it to be a home environment, understanding that you're coming in that way. And then if you so choose, the educational piece is available to people. You could come in and just try on your own. But if you would like, we educate. It's a learning center. We like to think of it as a learning center and work from it from the standpoint that olive oils are different. All olive oils are different. you know, a lot of people don't realize that it goes from a mild intensity olive oil to a more robust intensity olive oil, and what that means to take in an extra virgin olive oil that is mild, you know, doesn't have as much pungency, doesn't have as much bitterness, and then more robust olive oil that really accentuates the...
Well, there was one that we looked at and tasted that was almost like molasses in its consistency. Is that part of it, too?
That's all part of it. It's all part of the different olives. Mm-hmm. You know, they will bring that to the taste. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Olive oil personality. All the olives have different personalities.
They have different personalities.
They do.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can envision a little olive.
I can too. Yes. That's why I like people to see that.
Some
that
wearing
way.
Hats. Yes. Some wearing, you know, some wearing beads.
Yeah.
We will get people coming into the shop, and just lately, you know, I like that one with the more buttery flavor to it, the more buttery consistency. It's not butter by any strange any
way.
Just
their way of describing
just
it.
Just their way of describing it. It's velvety in the mouth. It's creamy in the mouth. And then there are some that are much less so than that. But what it does is it begins to bring something to the food that you have. You know, it's another ingredient for the food that we try to have people understand a
right.
little bit more.
The cooking aspect, of course, is a whole nother thing to get into, is
yes.
which what kind of cooking you want to do, whether you want to do that, and you can explain all that. I think I'd like to stress, as somebody that doesn't know anything about this, that when you go into the store, they're there to help you, and yes. they're knowledgeable, and it's not just like, oh, you got to be there between 2:30 and 3 o'clock on a Thursday in order mm-hmm. to catch them. You're there a lot.
A lot.
There's always someone there. As long as the store is open, it's knowledgeable. It's not like you got to wait for someone to show up.
Exactly. And I wanted to add, too, when you were talking about the shop, when we had this vision, each one of us had, you know, something different to bring into the store. Stephen, with a lot of his research with the extra virgin olive oils, and the fraudulence and, you know, different groves and suppliers. And also when we went to bring the store together, mm-hmm. it was really a canvas that came in together with my brother, who's a craftsman. He did all of the woodwork and the
Which
design,
is beautiful, by the way.
Design yeah. Piece of it. So we all contributed to that beautiful little shop on Cogswell Street.
All right. Now, what do you call the, as I described them, drums or whatever, the containers that are holding the olive oil?
They're called fusti.
Called what?
Fusti. F-U-S-T-I, meaning many.
Okay.
And in Italy, translation is vat.
Oh, all right. And they're probably, what, about 5 gallons? Or how much is...
15 liters.
15 liters.
15 liters.
And then from these, what appear to be beautiful stainless steel type vats, if you will, you can pour into the bottle after you've tasted it and bring home your very freshly poured bottle, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and the fustis, the reason for the fustis is because they're airtight. They keep light out and air out, you know,
and
very
minimal. And
freshness
in.
And freshness in,
there
yes.
you go. All right. Yeah. All right. So now we've talked a little bit about. Go ahead.
And
yes.
the reason for that is the enemy of olive oil is heat, is any kind of air, oxygen, and light. So those three things if you're trying to stay away from, especially as the olive oil ages. And that's what the fustis help with. So if you keep them in the fustis, you're eliminating those to much
right.
greater degree, those three.
Now, let's go back for a second again. If someone doesn't know anything, my mother always had this decanter of olive oil, but it was open. And
yes.
those days,
yes.
that's not a good thing. You want to
yes.
keep the bottle that you put it in
yes.
with the tight cap on it, right?
Yes, and that is one of the reasons why I think we got into this business is my mother and my grandmother, same type of thing. And, you know, that understanding growing up of having it in a large can, yeah, with you know, the top open, maybe right on top of the stove or, yeah, near the stove,
yeah,
were things that really lessened the quality of the olive oil. But not having as much of a sophistication of understanding with that, you know, we just, that's what we did.
There you go. We've only got a few minutes left, believe it or not, and I want to touch on something that's kind of a new trend, and that's the skincare part of it, and olive oil is supposed to be good for your skin, and that's something you have some knowledge about.
We do. I make our own skin essential olive oils, and the extra virgin olive oil that I use is the highest polyphenol level that we carry in the shop. And we're noticing a lot of positive testimonials. People are coming in saying how it is clearing acne, helping with eczema and psoriasis.
Wow.
When you have a polyphenol level of 499 or higher, you've got a lot of anti-inflammatory benefits. And as we know, some of the skin issues are inflammatory processes.
Right.
So we have lavender, geranium, and sweet orange and peppermint. I use a very natural essential oil that I mix in to the extra virgin olive oil. No chemicals. I mean,
that's an important thing.
Two ingredients, the essential oil and the extra virgin olive oil. And I teach people how to use it as a cleanser. And we will be doing an event, Cleopatra's Spa event.
Oh.
Soon. And that will be...
Can I go as Richard Burton?
You can.
Okay, all right. One other thing, again, we're running out of time because I know we have to have you back because there's so many things to talk about. But there's also a new trend. I think I saw it on the Today Show or some one of those kind of TV magazine programs where putting it into drinks, putting olive oil into coffee and to different things and a way to take it internally. And what are the benefits of that?
I'm not an expert on that. I just have heard of it. I know that people have been putting oils in their coffee with stevia and have been drinking the coffee that way. It's a much more healthier version of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's also getting your oils into your body in a different way. But we also are going to be doing a drink that has a lot of great things in it. So we'll be introducing that too.
Okay, so we have internal, we have putting it, you know, I most people don't even think about the fact that you put it on salads and so forth, too, with the balsamic vinegar, and you have some recommendations for doing that as far as like as dressing something as far as a salad is concerned with the combination of the two?
Oh, one of the favorites at our shop is the Tuscan herb with a traditional balsamic, which is aged up to 18-year balsamic vinegar.
Wow.
So when you're blending those two, that has been a big favorite at our store with the Italian culture. And it really is your preference, 2-to-1, 2 oil to 1 balsamic. So you're...
All right. Well, there you go. Stephen and Susanna, can't thank you enough for coming in today, starting off on New Year right, a little healthier, hopefully, for everyone. And that's always a term that goes along with New Year, happy and healthy New Year. And you certainly have added to that. And people should not hesitate to make the trip down to Pawcatuck or over to Pawcatuck, wherever you're coming from, and take a shot at this beautiful store that is there. It's small, it's friendly, it's one of those places, it's just fun to visit. You don't even have to buy anything, although that would be nice.
Exactly.
But you can taste the things, it's right there all in front of you.
Yeah, we all like to say that, you know, the education piece for us is really so important that once you are educated with it, you know, where you buy your oil is your choice, but at least now you become an educated consumer when it comes to olive oil. And maybe the next show we can do is actually on balsamic vinegars, because that is a story.
It's a whole other world.
It is a whole another wonderful world.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in. I hope you, too, have a happy new year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you all for listening. I want to give you the phone number one more time to call the oil company at
860-495-2180. 8787.
Or the website?
CapizanoCO.com.
Thank you very much, Suzanne. See you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you work.